Blog Talk Radio.
Play the same old game.
I see that people.
Right?
Yeah.
We lose for the fame.
I see
right?
That people. Life,
forget about the reason why we're here to fight.
Life,
right?
Life,
and I want to take them back.
Life,
in memory of.
Take it back. When niggas could rap, niggas wasn't just spitting on tracks. Plenty of us were kicking the back. And niggas started, we didn't do that. We was up in delivery packs. We sat together to sit in the back. Unified. But it seemed like unity died when the music died. I just wanna take them back to how we used to ride. Back when niggas used to say my brother used to die. And now we smoked out, taking the broke route. And thinking we getting paid for even you niggas say. Money ain't the fame, but you want it. Slave in the chain, but you flaunt it. Music ain't the remedy it's supposed to be. How are you gonna hear me with your shoulder lean? You think you got it right, but you don't know a thing. You think you original, you singing what you told to sing. You really are a slave to this, but you okay, cause you say you getting paid for this. And they caught you again with that paper trick. They like, take this nigga, now go and make me rich. They on steak and fish, you eating bacon, bitch. But you made it, kid, yeah, you famous, kid. And you gained the world, but you lost your soul. And you ain't even getting to see that pot of gold. Oh, Lord, I'm a lion in these streets. Three stars on my head like Orion in these streets. Trying to get my people woke, cause they dying in their sleep. And we up against scars, cause he's lying, he ain't king.
And I grew up with good intentions. So don't think I'm trying to hurt you. Hey, I know they say the truth will hurt you. But I'm the universe, it'll do commercials. Everybody fending for themselves. Nigga really was a captain, put that penny on the belt. And he think he finna pass, but he really finna fail. Cause it really wasn't real, but he really couldn't tell. And I'm laying on the floor. I ain't worried about it cause I got my hands on the rope. I know if I make a move, Uncle Sam's on the note. They probably bugging my house, but I stamp on the roach. Elevated music, put a ramp on the floor. Tramp on the boats, get niggas a sample and go. Super sand on the yoke, I stand on the phone. Think I care about you, spend a band on the coat. Play. I wake up to my hands shaking. Voices in my head say I can't save them. I can't fail too strong and I can't break it. These niggas never finna leave the plantation. But I can't afford them thoughts. Guess it's just a board I walk. By the sword I live. Hey, and by the sword I talk. I learn from my strengths. And yeah, the more I fall, the more I fall. But there are no more 124,000. Everybody's down and out, and there's no more love. It's like the dumbest of games. All they want is the fame. We become, wait, I don't know what we become. I wonder will Jesus come, or are we just dumped it? We create a problem we can't fix. How do we change this? How do we call him the name and we don't know the language? Everything's just tainted. And mama used to say it was gonna get better. Used to hold me close, she told me those stories the oldies told. And I remember Granny now, I remember always standing out. I remember Martin Luther King on a walking through the scenes of a movie still playing, still marching to his dream. And everyone knew it would never come true. We would never be a part of America too. But honey band, honey band, honey band, right? Honey band, honey band, honey band. Y'all niggas making all new songs on honey band. And ain't make a comment on Sandra Bland. Hey man, let that sink in, man. We don't care. Let that sink in, nigga.
You dead. I'ma take it back. When niggas could rap, niggas wasn't just spitting on tracks. Plenty of us were kicking the facts. And niggas started, we didn't do that. Cause we was up in delivery packs. We sat together to sit in the back. Be unified. But it seemed like unity died when the music died. I just wanna take them back to how we used to ride. Back when niggas used to say my brother used to guy. And now we smoked out, taking the broke route. And thinking we getting paid. Even you niggas say, money ain't a thing, but you want it. You a slave in the chain, but you flaunt it. Music ain't the remedy it's supposed to be. How are you gonna heal me with your shoulder lean? You think you got it right, but you don't know a thing. Think you original, you singing what you told to sing. You really are a slave to this, but you okay, cause you say you getting paid for this. And they caught you again with the paper trick. They like, take this nigga, not gonna make me rich. Wake up.
Yo.
And you gained your world. And you lost your soul.
Here lies the future.
And you will never get to see that
future, yeah.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
I'm an energy consultant. I assist people in understanding what energy is and how to use energy in their lives. I also assist people in using stones and crystals to create balance and harmony in their lives and their environment. In this video, I'm going to talk about how to choose stones and crystals. As I've said before, there are so many stones and crystals. So how do we choose them and which one is good for us? Now, there are many ways to choose stones and crystals. The easiest way to use is to use your senses like you do with everything else. We look at the colors, the textures. There are many different colors, for example, purple. And this one is a mixture of green and purple color. Okay, so you can see there are many different colors to choose from. And when you feel the texture and the touch of the stones. We can also smell them and taste them. And seeing and touching are usually the most common because when you go to a store, you see them and you kind of touch them. Some people choose the stone by feeling the energy of the stones. We know from the previous video that everything is energy. So the stones and crystals also has its own frequency of energy, has its own energetic vibration. And some of them even emit energy. Now, many people tell me that they can't feel anything, and that is not true, because we can feel everything. When someone is upset, and even though they don't say anything, you can feel that they are upset. And we can feel pain, we can feel happiness, we can feel sadness, and joy. So therefore, we can feel everything around us. And we can also feel the energy of the stones and crystals. It's just that because when we hold them, we tend to think about it and not feeling them. And you just need to get used to it and kind of practice to feel the stones. Now, after you know you're able to see or feel the stones you like, then how do we know we can use them and which stones are best for us? The question I usually ask them is, what do you want to use it for? What do you want to experience with them? What do you want to use them to do for you? I usually give them some suggestions because there are a few stones that I like that I feel that everybody should have. But it is important to keep in mind that the stones and crystals, they're just tools that assist us in healing or in cleansing or whatever we want to do, or protection. they are not magic pills. So they're just like a computer who help us to do documents, surf the internet, emails, etc. They're not magic pills that can do run our lives. Now, once we know what crystals we want, then we go to the store or show or website to find the stone. Now, one thing to keep in mind is there are many fake ones out there, so it's best to go to a reputable company. Sometimes we'll find a few stones that actually can be used for the same purpose. For example, when people talk about protection stones, there are many protection stones, depending on protecting against what, or healing stones, healing for what. Okay. So the process of choosing stones and crystals is not etch and stone. It's very fluid, and it's up to you how you can use it. And as long as you, once you understand understand about energy, that's the best way to actually find out how you can choose a stone and crystal. Now, that's it for now, and we'll talk about the cleaning process in the next video. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me or visit in my website at yingyingcheng.com and also mbestonescrystals.com. And please also check out my blog, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening in live to Divine Mothers Radio on this wonderfully different Tuesday. And our show topic for tonight is crystals. So I chose to actually do a little snippet, which is what you just heard. Please don't ask me to spell her name for her website or any of that. You are going to have to go back. And I included it because it kind of explained as a preamble for those who may not be familiar with crystals and the selection process, or, you know, just as an introduction to the whole concept of crystals and how things are done. But Jasmine, are you with me tonight?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm here.
How are you? Yay, you made it.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, I made it in. But let me say something. Radio Land, let me tell y'all something about Divine. This chick is crazy. She had me howling at her house.
Here we go. Don't start. Here,
okay.
This is a crystal show.
Crying. I know. She had me crying. And see, I didn't plug up my phone over there. And now I'm at 17%. I'm making it.
Oh,
I was at 12%
God.
When I left her house. I'm at 17% now. I'm trying, okay?
Mm-hmm,
I'm trying. But
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this chick right here is crazy. What you see on the radio show, which I laugh and everything, but the information, it's the same in person. It don't change. I'm just saying. I just put that disclaimer out there like that because I'm telling you, I was over there crying. But I ain't going to talk about what we were talking about. But I'm
my life, I'm telling you, boy, this is crazy. It's amazing.
I was over there crying.
I
so,
get blamed for everything. I'm the same one out of all the people that I know, including my family members. I'm going to put that on record.
Mm.
I'm the same
mm-hmm.
one. Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're just going to leave that there. But, yes, I'm at 17%.
Okay.
Yay! It's
yes,
climbing.
Yes, it is climbing. How about
yes.
that, girl? You know, I have
yes.
to stay laughing in this mug. Everything
okay.
be funny sometime.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
You're funny. You and she's something else too, y'all. Don't let her push all that shit. Boy, they have no idea what goes on behind
the
scenes.
Can you check the line, please?
Ain't no static. Y'all have no idea what I deal with while I'm delivering shows to y'all. By the way, why she all nice and innocent and calm on the other end? Y'all have no idea what it is that I have to battle through to keep from cracking up and shit. She is the one. But I get blamed mm-hmm. for it. That's okay. I'll take the blame. Okay, I'm going to get off that because you're going to make me go into the conversation. You're
mm-hmm.
funny. So we chose
mm-hmm.
Crystals as a topic
mm-hmm.
to talk about. There are a slew of crystals, and they do a slew of different things. And I know
yeah.
that I've been presented with questions from people like, you know, where do you start in magic, or how do you know where to start in? You know, crystals is something that's really simple. You know what I mean? It's easy to explain. It's easy to deal with. Low maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so I figured in the mode of teaching, let's just go through some of the crystals and some of their healing properties. And for the people who are listening, you know, you can always go back. That's one of the great things about these shows. But in case you're wondering, you know, what you may need, you can listen in to some of the descriptions, what the crystals deal with. And then you'll know what to go look for when you go in search of your stones. And as the lady said, I myself, when I choose my crystals, I ask them which one is supposed to come home with me. I mean, I communicate with them. I come into the place and I ask. And I look around, you know, and then I start to touch. I usually touch, the one that I touch is the one that normally comes home with me. But that's just my selection process. Sometimes I'll go into a location and I'll hear, go look on this wall over here. And when I get to the wall, I'll see crystals. And I'll say, okay, well, which one am I supposed to get? And then, you know, it'll be a different process. So when she spoke about hearing, you know, or listening, that is important, because sometimes you may not even know what's around you, and it'll call out to you, you know. And in your selection, usually the one that you gravitate towards, when I do readings for people and they're choosing their stones, whichever ones they gravitate towards are the ones that they're supposed to have. So I would say the same thing for everybody else. It's not a hard process, you know. So let me see. We got a host of them, like I said. Did you want to start? I know you have a list of crystals too. What about some of the ones you use personally? Ha, gotcha behind right there.
Yeah, there you go. Front Street. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I'm ready. Amethyst is one of my faves. Rose quartz, clear quartz. Selenite, I've just discovered and didn't know that I had it. And it's a wonderful piece. Tiger's eye. I use tiger's eye and jasper tiger's eye. I also carry some form of jade, some form of obsidian, and let's see, because I brought all my crystals over here. By me, stones, hematite. I carry jet. I carry, what is this? I can't think of the name of this one, but I carry a bunch of different ones. Aquamarine, a lot of just different ones that speak to me. A lot of times, before I got into this, I used to just go by the color. You know, my color, one of my favorite colors is blue. Every shade of blue I love. And, I did not know that turquoise was a part of one of the ones that I need to have. I'm an earth sign, and I have a lot of the a lot of stones that fall under me. So what I have with me now, like one of my wedding band is actually hematite, one of one of my rings, and I love wearing that. And it's just something about it. It makes me feel safe and guarded, and it also helps me with my arthritis, actually. So they have magnetic ones that actually help with the healing process as far as, you know, arthritis, pains in your joints, or what have you. If you carry a piece of hematite, if you just carry a few pieces on you, put it in your pocket, if you want to put it in your shoe, I don't know how big a piece you have, but ladies, if you want to put it in your bra, I carry a lot of mine up here in my bra on me, because a lot of times I don't have pockets, and I like to have at least, I carry about six stones a day, or six crystals a day, and I carry them up in my bra in my ear just to have protection, to feel good, and everything. And that's just some of the stuff that I have. A lot of them have different healing properties. A lot of them have just properties in general that help and that heal, that protect, bring, block different energies. Just a myriad of things, and you have to do your research. And you can, what I've learned also is to just quiet your mind when you're searching and doing things. Just quiet your mind a little bit, and you can ask the question, you know, what stone or what crystal is for me, or you can just sit and just listen. And it could be one that says, pick me, you know. I like colors and I like bright, shiny things like a little baby. So, and that's how I usually pick mine. And sometimes I'm like, I want all of them. And some of them don't speak to me, some of them do. But I just love to be surrounded by crystals. I love it. I love all of them. And I love to give them away, too. Some I'm supposed to get for other people. And I'm like, dang, but I'm good because I'm happy to go ahead and hand it over because that, in that way, that helps that person, whoever it is, it helps them, and I feel really good about it. And that's one of my things with my sign. I'm a Taurus. So naturally, I like to help people, period. Period, point blank. That's my thing. So with that said, mm-hmm. Divine, I don't
okay.
need your permission. Just, okay?
There you go no, with that. There you go. You know how I am. You know I'm so, I can do
I
everything all by myself. All by myself.
I know.
I can do
but
it
every
all.
Now and then you need a little backup. It's okay. It's
okay. Oh,
it's
okay. Honey, I'm learning.
Anyway, we're not gonna get into that, but just literally with crystals and with stones, guys, you go within first, okay? Go
mm-hmm.
within and listen and see what calls out to you or what you are drawn towards, and it's all about energy. It is, just like she said, everything's energy. And a lot of people say that, divine beings said that, everything is energy. So
mm-hmm.
I know some people look at it as rocks. That is illegal in my book, okay? Do not call stones or crystals rocks. I have a problem with that. That's just me. Don't do that. So that I know that you say that a lot of people say they don't have souls. They don't move. They don't breathe. They do, actually. And they grow,
mm-hmm.
actually. So, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. But I'm
absolutely. Done. Okay. Amazing, though. But you're right. They do grow. You know, which
mm-hmm.
means there is life in it. You know, there
right.
was life before they plucked it off the cave walls or dug it up or however they came across it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the stone, amethyst. I think I'm going to start
mm-hmm.
with that stone because that happens to be my favorite stone. Amethyst,
okay.
For those who are listening, is the purple stone. And it comes
mm-hmm.
in different shades of purple or lilac, and some of them even come in mauve color. You know, it just depends
mm-hmm.
on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to get the ones that are more close to the royal purple color. I'm into
okay.
color when it deals with my magic. You know, colors,
mm-hmm.
smells, all of that has to be right for me. So I particularly choose the ones that are the richer purple, as opposed to
mm-hmm.
the more the lighter ones. But that's just
okay.
me. They all do the same thing. I just like it the way that I like it, I guess. But
mm-hmm.
it says that the amethyst stone is traditionally worn to guard against drunkenness and to instill a sober mind. The word
mm-hmm.
amethyst comes from Greek meaning from the Greek meaning without drunkenness. And amethyst is believed to protect one from poison. There are a host of uses for these stones, too. They also say the birthstone is February. This is for those of you who were born in February. The zodiac Pisces, the planet that governs it is Saturn. The energies are power, protection, and healing. It deals with the seventh chakra, the crown, or the pineal gland. And it also says it is a dream stone or is used as a dream stone to help insomnia. If you put an amethyst under your pillow, it will bring about pleasant dreams. Or rub it across your forehead to offer relief from a headache. As a protection stone, it is used by the ancient Egyptians. And we used it to guard against guilty and fearful feelings. It has been worn as protection from self-deception, as well as protection against witchcraft. And that's why I wear it. I want protection from everybody doing everything. It says that amethyst has long been used to open the spiritual and psychic centers, making it one of the power stones. It is also used as a meditation aid when worn as a necklace. It is also a wisdom stone. So if you're using it as a wisdom stone, it's known as the bishop stone. and it is still worn by Catholic bishops. The amethyst symbolizes piety. Is that piety? No, I don't know my English today. Humility, sincerity, and spiritual wisdom. It is thought that the amethyst is perfect stone that symbolizes the age of Aquarius. The healing properties of the amethyst, it is said, is often worn by healers as it has the power to focus energy. A healer will usually wear several pieces of jewelry with amethyst set in silver, especially an amethyst necklace. The person to be healed will have an amethyst to hold while the healing is being done. The healer will place another piece of amethyst on the area of the body in need of healing, the heart or the lungs usually. And it is also used for problems with the blood and breathing problems. And it says if you get it in crystal clusters, it is used to keep the air and life force in the home clean and positive. Clusters, points of points or several tumble amethyst placed in a window that receives sun most of the day are very beneficial to using healing to heal negativity in the home. And it's just a host of things. You can put some in the moonlight, and everyone in the home will be feeling calmer. If you use it in meditation, it increases the positive spiritual feeling that you have during that time. And it also helps to overcome fears and cravings. And, of course, again, the headaches. So, again, this stone is a power stone, a protection stone, a wisdom stone, and a healing stone. That's why I like this stone. It does several things. And if you wear an amethyst, you just have a lot less to worry about. So I think that, you know, that is one that everyone who is into any type of magic at all, you should at least have one of those with you. Have one on your person. I wear it myself every day, and I never take it off. I have to have that. That's just, it also protects against the evil eye. It's so many things about the amethyst. It's been used for years. It's one of the Egyptians' favorite stones. Let's see, amber. A lot of people are aware of amber, and I hear a lot of talk about the amber. It can be like the brown color or golden honey yellow color. It is used, it's for the zodiac, it governs Leo, Aquarius, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. The energies it has is love, healing, protection, power, and luck. And it is good for the third chakra or the solar plexus. And it says, let me see, that the early physicians prescribed amber for headaches, heart problems, arthritis, and a variety of other ailments. In ancient times, amber was carried by travelers for protection. To early Christians, amber signified the presence of the Lord. In the Far East, amber was used as a symbol of courage. Asian cultures regard amber as the soul of the tiger. Egyptians placed a piece of amber in the casket of a loved one to ensure the body would forever remain whole. So one of the healing uses for it, though, is for stomach, spleen, and kidney complaints, joint problems, teething pain in babies. And it brings a carefree, sunny disposition. It promotes good luck and success, and it dissolves opposition. So, yeah, I think that that's a good one to have as well. It's common. You can find amber. It's not really hard to find that stone. What's another one? I'm in the A's, but that does not mean we have to stay within the A's. And for those who are listening online, if you have any questions, I mean, this is the time where you can ask questions. If you had a stone that you had a question about, you know, you can just call me or 347-850-1049 and push 1 on your phone's keypad, and I'll look it up, do my best to give you the answers that you need. And for any of the callers that are online, if you want to say something, just push 1 on your phone's keypad, and I'll open up your mic. Y'all have about 28 minutes for those of you who are listening in online. What's another one that you name? What about Bloodstone? Bloodstone,
that's a good one.
I heard of that being said recently, too. Bloodstone is green with red spots. Looks like one of those speckled little dinosaur eggs you used to see on TV. The zodiac is for Aries. The planet that governs it is Mars. And it is the birthstone of the month March and December. It deals with the root chakra or the base of the spine chakra. Its energies are healing, power, and protection. It is said to is used to stop bleeding, especially nosebleeds. There's a legend that says that the bloodstone was formed from the blood of Christ dripping on the green earth and solidifying. I don't know about that. You know, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. It was also called heliotrope by the Greeks and was thought to bring change. It has been used as an amulet to protect against the evil eye. There's another one that speaks about the evil eye. Bloodstone is the symbol of justice. The healing properties is used for circulation of all energy in the body and helps to remove energy blocks. Bloodstone is used in the alignment of all the centers of the body. It says a healer must do this alignment while the patient lies on the stomach. And it aids in the circulation of the blood. It's good to have several pieces of it in the home to increase the flow of life energy. So that's a good one to have, especially if you have situations with no nosebleeds. It's real good to have certain things that you can just go right to and pull out. You know, by the way, I have like a lot of stones. I got like damn near, I got a lot of stones. So that's why I'm just kind of skimming through, you know what I mean? The A's and the B's, because I have too many of them. But let's see, what's another one that they would hear about?
What about Tiger's Eye?
Okay, let's go to Tiger's Eye. Let's see. And it's so beautiful. I love Tiger's Eye. Tiger's Eye color is golden brown. If y'all have seen it, it kind of looks like a cat's eye. How it has those little different types of striped colors. The zodiac is Pisces, Gemini, Capricorn. The planet that governs it is Mercury. It's for luck, protection, and healing. It says the tiger eye lets you see everything. Use it for insight, and you can be a very lucky person. When using jewelry, the tiger eye may bring good luck and protection from the evil eye to the wearer. That's another one about the evil eye. That's a real busy thing, I think, that's going on right now, because I read something earlier that was talking about the evil eye in one of my books as I was doing my work. And I just thought it was real interesting, because people think that that's something so simple or they don't pay attention to it. But to undo the evil eye is a whole lot of work. Something so simple that can be put on you in a matter of seconds takes you a span of at least 7 days or more to get rid of. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important that everybody have the regular tools. Yeah, you have to go through some steps to get rid of that. It's not just an easy gone process. I mean, there's a whole situation that you have to deal with, you know, to eliminate it. So it's good to be protected ahead of time so that you don't have to deal with that. It says it's also known to bring clear thinking and insight. Tiger's eye, or they also call it cat's eye, is a stone for the mind, not the body. It is used to focus the mind. It will cause the mind to have a feeling of oneness and feel more direct in all the thoughts. It makes one aware of one's own needs related to the needs of others. So I think that's a good one. You know, it's excellent for the spiritually advanced to use in meditation, they say also.
Okay.
So that's a nice one. Nice one. What about, let me see. There's a lot of them. Did we look up jade? You said you had a piece of jade.
No, we didn't look up jade, no.
Okay, of course, jade is green. The zodiac is Pisces and Libra. The planet is Mercury and Jupiter. Birthstone is May. The energies are love, healing, money, and protection, and it deals with the fourth chakra or the heart chakra. It has been used to attract love. It says, carved into a butterfly in China, it is a powerful symbol used to draw love. So you have the Chinese already using this in this way. It can be used to bring money into your life. It can be used to create a positive attitude towards money and visualize yourself using money creatively and productively while holding the stone in your power hand, which would be your right hand. When making an important business decision, use the prosperous energies of jade by holding it while contemplating your course of action. Jade strengthens your mental faculties and assists in clear reasoning. It is also a protective stone to guard against accidents and misfortune. I'm sorry, I'm trying to do too much at once. Place a piece of jade between two purple candles and let the candles burn for a short while. Then carry the jade with you as a protection amulet. That's for all of my magicians. If you're paying attention, you know, they gave you a little formula right there. It is a symbol of successful love. A butterfly card from jade, we just said, holds a special romantic significance. It says the ancient Chinese legend tells of a youth who wandered into a garden of a wealthy mandarin in pursuit of a multicolored butterfly. Instead of punished for trespassing, his visit led to marriage with the mandarin's daughter. Okay, soothing green color of jade makes it a wonderful healing stone. It helps the body in self-healing while working through underlying non-physical reasons for a precipitation for disease. It is particularly helpful for kidney, heart, and stomach complaints. Yeah, self-healing while working through underlying non-physical reasons for the precipitation for disease. Nice one to have. A lot of these, all the stones I like, you know, but each person will find what works best for them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Each person will find that they're going to have their own collection of stones. And sometimes I'll go even into the store and I'll just close my eyes and I'll just pick up one. And then I'll look and find out what it is that I just picked up. And then I'll find out why later it is that I picked it up. It's always something that I needed. Always. It always turns out to be something that I need. Okay, you mentioned turquoise. I see turquoise right here. Turquoise, of course, you know the color of that. The blue-green color. The birthstone is December, the month. The planet is Venus and Jupiter. It deals with Aquarius, Capricorn, Pisces, and Sagittarius. Its energies are luck, love, protection, and healing. And it deals with the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. It says the turquoise is one of the oldest protection amulets. They call it an amulet. And it was also known as a symbol of wealth in many ancient cultures. Strength, protection from harm, psychic sensitivity, and connection to the spirit world. If given a turquoise by a loving friend, that stone would protect the wearer from negative energy and bring good fortune. The turquoise is a symbol of friendship. It also brings peace to the home. This stone is a very personal and meaningful stone to one who wears it. Turquoise takes on the characteristics of the owner. Turquoise carries great wisdom of basic truth within it. It is one of the oldest stones known. It is a stone that a person must learn to attune to instead of the stone attuning to the person. It is important that the owner of a turquoise give it the proper attention. And it says healing properties are it neutralizes over acidity. That's excellent, being that just about everything that we eat is highly concentrated in acid. A lot of our bodies are highly acidic as women. You know, if you do a lot of sugar and stuff like that, you can have a lot of acid in your body. You know, eating a lot of these foods that we're eating, we don't know. And some of us don't drink the alkaline water to balance it out. So this would be a way to help. It alleviates rheumatism, gout, stomach problems, viral infections. It increases growth, muscular strength, alleviates pain, relaxes cramps, contains anti-inflammatory and detoxifying effects, and it says it should be worn on the solar plexus. Use with copper to increase the power of it. It's a stone that has been prized for many years. The ancient Egyptians used turquoise in jewelry. Turquoise, of course, is the greenish blue or pale sky blue. And it has been mined more than 6,000 years ago. So it's been around for a very long time. No, very long time.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
What are one of the other ones that you mentioned?
Oh, obsidian.
Obsidian?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Obsidian. Okay, they call it, that's the Apache tier. That's the black. Yours is black?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
hold on.
Okay.
Hold the mic for me 1 second. Let me get this door.
Okay. Obsidian, it usually, let's see, comes in black. I'm trying to find out where my notes are, so you have to forgive me. But I like obsidian because I use it like a protection stone, and it assists in the release of disharmony, including resentment of others, fear, and anger. And I like to use it, especially putting it near a computer. I use it to thwart some of that negative energy that comes through that computer. I know some people probably don't believe stuff like that, but they do. I mean, energy, it can exist anywhere, and it is everywhere. It can come in all types of forms, and you need something to either protect or block some of the negative energy that's geared towards you. I actually have two obsidian arrowheads. I'm not quite sure. I bought them offline, and they were made by some Native Americans, and I'm not sure from where, but they're nice and shiny, and you can just point them in the direction. I prefer not to point it towards me, but you can point it towards you if you would like to release some of that energy. But I like to use mine to make like a protection bubble, actually. So if that negative energy is coming my way, it thwarts it off. It just boom, like you know how you use your middle finger and kick something out the way with your thumb and your middle finger, just going back. That's how I like to use mine. That's how I feel when I have it. Sometimes I have to use it at work because they can bring some of the negative vibes and I don't want that. I don't want that on me. I'll put it right there on my desk and keep it moving. I don't feel any of it. They can be talking about anything and everything. And I feel none of it. So, are you back?
I am. I'm sorry about that. I appreciate you holding it down. Well, I'm telling you, life is so active. Good grief. Oh, my.
That's another stuff.
Right, you know?
Stuff.
Totally.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
We were on Obsidian, right?
Obsidian, yes. And
okay.
I love that song.
And it is the black one. It is for healing, protection, divination, and peace. It has a glassy luster, so that's the shiny, hard-looking marble-like look to it. A distinctive stone. It is formed as lava from volcanic eruptions cools within the earth. The speed at which it cools prevents crystallization, and the rock forms as solid volcanic glass. Although its most common color is black, obsidian can also be found in light brown, brown mottled with black, and black with a golden color or silvery sheen. Says snowflake obsidian is dotted with white patches where parts of the rock have begun to crystallize. The most prized obsidian by gemologists is a rainbow obsidian. that comes in a variety with purple, green, and gold bands of sheen. I bet that's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the majorly bartered materials and prized for its ability to be worked into razor-sharp edges for arrows and spears. It has been used since prehistoric times for making tools, masks, weapons, mirrors, and jewelry. Healing properties are it helps to protect the very sensitive against depression. It is a stone of the soft-hearted and gentle people of the world. Use obsidian to help block negativity of any kind. As a black gemstone, it symbolizes self-control and resilience. Black stones have protective energies in the sense that black is the absence of light and therefore can be used to create invisibility. That must be what Taylor had that day. The sources, it can be found anywhere that volcanic activity has occurred. So I like that. I just like the fact that they mention invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That, so to create invisibility has to come from blackness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? From the absence of light.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Fair. So that's one of my faves, as I was telling them. I have two arrowhead black obsidian, and I will set them like on my desk or wherever I am, and I'll set the arrow pointing towards where I'm receiving that energy. So it just almost like a mirror, just bouncing back. And that's what I do. And I love, I'm looking at one of them now, and it's very pointy and very sharp. And I just love it. I really do. And I think I'm not sure if all my children, if most of them at least have a piece of obsidian with them. They take it with them to school or whatever. I've even snuck some in the backpack, so they don't even know.
Right.
I'm like, let me just go ahead and protect you because you don't know what's going on. But, yeah, I love obsidian. Obsidian is one of my favorites. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And let's see what we got. We have crystal quartz. That's the clear one. I'm sure everybody is really familiar. That's usually like one of the first ones you're introduced to. The birthstone of April. It deals with Pisces, Leo, and Capricorn. The planet is Venus. And the energies are magic, power, and healing. It is, it says ancient people believed it was a form of ice crystals that would never melt. That's what they believe. It is said to have cooling powers and is a romantic stone. Sources of crystal quartz may include Brazil, Madagascar, Switzerland, France, and parts of the Soviet Union. Crystal is a common stone, but a powerful one. It is mainly used in healing as amplification for the energies of the other working stones. In healing, the crystal point is best, and the size can be important. For meditating, the crystal ball or point can be used. As in a powerful stone, the user should experiment with each to find what is best for him. The crystal has a similar vibration as humans, it says. This is why using crystals to meditate and keeping a crystal helps one to know oneself. That's interesting. Yeah. So when they say know thyself, and we're saying go within, go inside, learn from within, that crystal quartz is one that you need. It will sometimes not work for a negative person. So that's something to keep in mind, too.
Very interesting.
If you have it and it's not working, you know, you might have some negativity that needs to be cleared out before it can work for you. Let's see. Hematite was another one that you mentioned. Hematite, the shiny one, looked like little BBs, the original BBs before they became plastic. You know, and they are little magnets. And I have need of them. I used to wear it every day because I was told that some of us went through some things. Like when I was born, there was a like a pin that they put in the top of my head so that they could monitor my heart rate. But I have headaches now in that same little spot. to where they had actually put that pen in. And, you know, we discussed it, my mom and I, years back. Like, why does it still hurt? You know, why am I still having this issue? And the thing about it is that they did damage. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. This is an interesting day. Yes, may I help you?
Oh, my goodness. I cannot actually find anything
on
the radio
show. He's asleep.
I actually don't have anything on Hematite, so I can't speak on it. But again, a little bit that I do know about, it can help with arthritis. I use it. I put it on the areas. I had knee surgery in 95, so I actually put it on my knee. Every now and then, arthritis comes back and bothers me, and I'll just place it on my knee area and make sure that it goes away. It helps knock it right out. It's good to wear it on your wrist. I actually have, in my family, we have rheumatoid arthritis, and it just affects everything. And I have a bracelet, actually, that's a hematite bracelet that was given to me a few years back, and I wear it on my wrist every now and then. I have problems with my joints. My hand joints, because I'm typing on the computer all the time, and so you know they talk about carpal tunnel, whatever the question is. I don't even claim that, but I have my bracelet on, the hematite bracelet. I wear a lot of jewelry, a lot of my jewelry stuff on my left side, which is where I had knee surgery, and it just having that hematite piece on helps me a lot. If I don't have it on, then I have a problem. I'm in pain or something's going on. So I try my best to at least have one piece of hematite on me every day to help with Arthur, because Arthur is rampant in my family. So that helps me out. That's what I really know about hematite. I don't have anything pretty much written down, but that was passed down to me from my family, saying that, you know, you might want to have a piece of hematite with you to work with Arthur, because we have Arthur real bad, and I've just been carrying it ever since. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, and I was told to use it because of the fact that they messed up my magnetic field when they put that little probe in my head, which what I was told is that they did to a lot of babies that came in the 70s. The children of the 70s were the angelic babies that they were attempting to inject the mothers with and the angel dust shit to keep the babies from being able to identify with their higher selves. So, you know, being that my mom didn't go for that. She didn't go for the injections and stuff like that, but they still were able to be invasive, which is what I say to people when you have children. Stop allowing these people to be invasive, because you don't know what happens later. So for something that they explained to my mom, oh, it's just a little probe, you know, we're just going to monitor her heart rate by the top of her head. Well, now it's still an issue for me. It's an issue that I have much more headaches when I don't wear hematite, and that's probably my issue because I haven't worn it. But I have to keep my magnetic field together, you know, and that does help. I don't have those issues without it, but that's what I'm saying. We don't know some of these things that are done to us. So it helps to have as much help as we can in this place, you know. Hematite has a lot of properties as well, though. It says that it is used to improve relationships. If you need your personal relationship to be better, carry a hematite with you always. It says that name comes from a Greek word which means blood. It has been used as an amulet against bleeding, and so is known as the bloodstone. They call hematite the bloodstone too. How about that? When arranged like the petals of a flower, it is referred to as the iron rose. Native American folklore states that war paint made from hematite will make one invincible in battle. People in the 18th and 19th centuries wore hematite jewelry during mourning. Scientists of the Mars Exploration Rover Project believe that deposits of hematite on Mars may help prove whether large amounts of the liquid water ever flowed on Mars' surface. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything. It's good for increasing intuition. And in jewelry, it is best in a ring worn on the left hand. Hematite.
That's funny. That's real. I don't mean to interrupt you, but
go ahead.
Our wedding bands, our first wedding bands are hematite. When we got married, we bought hematite rings. And it's just been really good to have. And it's funny because I wear my hematite ring on my left hand, on my third finger. But go ahead.
Interesting. That's what's up. See, proof. Hematite stimulates iron absorption in the small intestine, which in turn improves oxygen supply to the body. It can be in direct contact, warm, you know, by the skin. But the best results of this use is for inflammation. And it says, you know, you got to test it, too, to make sure that you don't have inflammation. It's good to wear for inflammation, but you need to test it to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that it's not going to cause that in you. So that's a powerful one. It has, I think, a lot more than they're mentioning here, because it doesn't speak about your magnetic shield or any of those things. But I know I did get it for that purpose, and it does help. I think that because of its magnets within itself, kind of helps to balance everything out. 347-850-1049 is the call-in number. For those of you who are listening online, you have about a minute 20 seconds to call in if you want the remainder of this show.
Okay.
What else? What do we have? There's a bazillion
citrine.
Of these stones. Citrine.
Well,
Here we go. Oh, yeah, I have a huge piece of this. The citrine is a translucent yellow to golden brown. The zodiac is Gemini and Leo. The planet is Jupiter. The birthstone month is November. It's for money, luck, protection, and healing. It deals with the third chakra or the solar plexus. And it says it is called the stone of the mind. Ancient cultures believe that placing a citrine on the forehead of an elder would increase his psychic power. Citrine is known as the lucky merchant's stone. If you're in these type or in any type of sales, just put a citrine in the cash drawer and watch what happens. How about that? Also used by healers to increase self-esteem, to protect from negative energy, from someone else's abuse, open the mind to new thoughts, to promote clarity of thought. And it says citrine is sometimes used by healers to help with digestion, as it is considered beneficial to the endocrine and digestive system, cleansing, purifying, and eliminating poisons that have built up. Citrine is an excellent stone to calm and soothe distressed conditions. Some use it to help relieve depression, digestive problems, including constipation and diabetes. It will give joy and love to the owner. So that's that. The yellow, golden, orangish color stone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting on that, especially with clarity of thought and depression. And that's very interesting. And stone of the mind, placing it on the elder. And that's very, very interesting. I need to get some bigger pieces of that one. Okay.
And you mentioned jet. I wanted to look up this jet. And, of course, it is jet black. I don't even know why I questioned that.
Yes, darling.
Protection, purification, power, and healing is what it says about jet. It doesn't give months or any of that stuff. It says that, let's see. Wow, it becomes electrically charged when rubbed with wood or silk. Jet is an excellent stone for use in magic rituals to draw and channel the elements of the earth's energies in a desired direction. It says it neutralizes negative energies. Hold a piece of jet to clear negative vibrations. And the healing properties, healing with jet is often done in combination with amber or sugar light. Jet is used by healers to aid in the cleansing of the liver and the kidneys. Charged by wood. That's interesting. That's really, really, or silk. Like, I've taken two crystal quartz and rubbed them together in the dark before, and it's like looking at lightning.
Wow.
You know, when you rub them, it just lights up, and it smells like burning hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does, but it's so cool. I mean, I do it often. I still do it like a big child. I play in the dark with my stones. But, yeah, it's real cool to look at. Real interesting how it
cool,
does.
Cool. What about selenite?
Okay, let's see. My hair is killing me.
That's
I don't know what this is. Yeah, I know.
You don't have any hematite, and you let me leave there without giving you a piece. That's great, Divine, but I'm not going to push you out on your show.
Girl, I'm telling you, hair hurt. This is the bullshit. What happened? I had one of my children in my face talking to me like he don't see me with headphones on my head, talking about a headache.
Goodness.
Oh, that's funny. He disappeared real quick. Okay, here we go. Like, poof, like he had some of that magic stone in his pocket, the invisibility stone. Anyway, white seal. Oh, that's the one that you had your tower out of.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Shimmering white or soft peach. It deals with the wind element, the third eye chakra or the crown chakra. Its energies are healing, power, love, and protection. It is. It says it's exchanged between lovers. It will bring about reconciliation. It brings mental clarity, helps one to access angelic guidance, quickly unblocks stagnant energy, and it instills a deep peace. It makes a wonderful protection stone. It says place a selenite sphere at the corners of your home to create a peaceful, safe environment that will not be disturbed by outside influences. And then they have a peach selenite is a transformation stone. It helps to heal old emotional wounds and transforms this negative energy into healing, forgiveness, and acceptance. It says also it increases self-awareness and travel and when you want to travel a new path.
Okay.
Amazing.
Cool beans. That is awesome. I believe you have two of those. Yep.
I sure do. Amazing. You can tell I ain't been used stuff in a while. Ruby. I have a few of these.
I don't have any.
Few.
I need to grab some. Okay.
Oh, my. We're going to go to the spot. We're going to go to the spot where you can get the rubies at.
Okay.
I had one person try to buy it. It was that, and it was I had a really, really rare piece of amethyst. They wanted to buy it from me. And I was like, nope, not doing that. Keeping my rubies. Telling you, I know the value in things. And people, I had my emeralds sitting on a counter in the store and people walking right past it, not even knowing what they're looking at. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
The ruby is considered the most powerful gem in the universe and is associated with many astral signs. It says, to own a ruby, is said to have contentment and peace. Placed under a pillow, the ruby may ward off bad dreams. Ruby rings should be worn on the left hand so as to receive the life force and have protection. Given as a gift, the ruby is a symbol of friendship and love. The ruby is also the symbol of vitality and royalty. It's a love stone. It says the ruby is filled with love. It also helps sexual love to be more passionate. And it's no coincidence that it's filled with love. And it is the most powerful stone in the universe. Because love is the only emotion that y'all going to take up out of here with you. There's only one that exists everywhere. The rest of the stuff we're dealing with is going to pass away just like this earth and heaven. Persons lacking in self-love should have and meditate on the ruby. It also gives the courage to the best potential that a person has. Ruby works with the flow of blood as an aid to circulation. It aids the cleansing and removal of infection or germs in the blood. The ruby may be worn in jewelry, but never close to the solar plexus, as the ruby has a disquieting effect upon it. In a ring, wear it on your left hand. Of course, I said that already. They give you the different shades. It comes from vermilion to red. The most desired color is pigeon's blood, which is pure red with a hint of blue.
Wow.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
So this birthstone month is July. The zodiac is Capricorn. The planets are Mars and the Sun. Its energies are love and healing. Love and healing.
Love and healing, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, need some movies. Need some movies. I've noticed in my search with looking at gems and crystals, there is no mention of, I'm not sure where a diamond will fall in at, but I haven't seen anything about a diamond. And it's funny how diamonds are here in this country so expensive to obtain. And they say that, you know, that your worth is if you have a diamond, if you have a 10 carat or a 5 carat or what have you, that, you know, it's worth this X amount of dollars or X amount of fiat. And it's so interesting that they have it like that, but yet your crystals and your stones are worth more. The ruby is the most powerful gem in the universe. But yet, when you're looking at rubies and sapphires and things of that nature, they're counted as beneath the diamond. That's very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. And what's so gangster is, for those who are listening, I did a show on last year about gemstone meanings. And if y'all can go back and listen to this show, I actually was talking about how those diamonds that they have everybody buying are not the real diamonds. Those are the false diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're spending large amounts of money on something, and you have no idea that it's not real. They've told you it was real, so you believe it was real. But diamonds have a yellow and brown color, the real diamonds, the ones that they're not selling y'all, the ones they keep put up. They're yellow and brown. So these clear glass pieces of things that they have us is not the really valuable diamonds. That's the fake one, like your knockoff Jimmy Choo purse. You know what I mean? That's just how that is. But we don't know. So in that particular show I do, we talk about it. And we talk about how, you know, they've been lying to us for so long that we believe anything they say. They could sell us, you know what I'm saying, a piece of dirt for $3,000 and we'll buy it if we think that it has value to it, even though we can look at it and tell that it's dirt. That's just how they do it. Now, if you're going to get it for the sake of healing, let's see what they say. The color, of course, is clear. Cancer, Libra, Aries, and Leo. The planet is the Sun and Venus. The birthstone is April. February, July, and October, it says. The energy are protection and power. The diamond is the hardest gemstone, of course, and one of the most valued, of course. It says it does come in yellowish colors, green and blue, but the clearer white is the most used in jewelry. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It is said diamonds are good for coughs and mucus problems. Diamonds are the symbol of innocence and constancy, and it has been prized as crown jewels and used today as an engagement ring. Diamonds does not have specific healing nature. It does supplement the energy of other gemstones, though. The diamond will increase the power of the emerald and the amethyst to a higher level, Healers also often have rings or necklaces set with diamonds surrounding the amethyst. And it says care must be used when wearing a diamond necklace as it can block the energy flow of the wearer if he has negative thoughts or feelings. That's interesting. And we read about how the reason on that last show why rings were given in diamonds and put on the left hand. And it has something to do with the woman giving her heart to the man, but the man gets to not do that. It was something. I broke the whole thing down in that other show. It broke it down. I was like, yo, y'all might want to check what you're doing. You know, who came up with this rule to put a diamond on your left hand and you going to go give your all, your soul, your everything to this man. This man don't have to give you the same in return. Like, that's what the symbolically what y'all are saying and don't even know it with these diamonds on your hand. You give me your soul, your everything to this man. And don't even know the ritual that you're participating in.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a good one to mention.
Okay.
Yeah. My head is killing me. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I can't do it. I don't know what this is. And, you know, I do my best not to take medicines. But the only thing that I know to do is to take the headache away. And to take the headache away requires me to lay down and take it away.
Okay.
That's the only thing I know. But it's not working with me having to read and look. I'm stumbling over words and my children are still showing up like hocus pocus in this mug. I don't understand. My head hurt too much to even ask a question. Why did he just approach me with a bottle of Children's Motrin with a drop in it? I guess he thought he was helping.
He thought he was helping.
Oh, either that or he trying to be funny. Man, my children old enough to know better. They know better. I think they got a plot. They all trying to kill me. They doing it one at a time, though. They like, you go be ridiculous first, and then I'm going to follow, and then we're going to send five more ridiculous people after us. You know, No.
Yeah. Well, we can end it on that note, actually. I don't know if anyone had a question or anything.
Are callers on the line. So, callers, if you do have a question, now would be the time to push one on your phone's keypad so I can open up your mic. But something is going on, and I'm not able to do this. It is not working. You know, I fight through everything.
Yes,
but I can't fight through this. Something ain't moving for me right.
Okay,
nobody
is
pushing.
It is okay. No, because I really think that they are hoping that you get better and not to ask any questions. They can wait if they want to wait another time or email you and send you a question or two later.
Yeah, you know, I'm always open, y'all. I do my best. I'm up around the clock in this mug. But something ain't moving right somewhere. And it's been a couple hours now that I've had this headache. So I think I'm just going to have to lay my ass down.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm going to get rid of it.
Yeah, we're going to send healing energy your way because you're in need of it. Yes,
thank you. Thank you. Well, we can pick up with it tomorrow or we can delay it for another time. I don't care. I'm open to half of the shit y'all want to do. Just shit. This is crazy. It's been an interesting day, and that's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an interesting day, not just for me, but for everybody who talked to me on my phone. They had the same thing to say. It's an interesting day, and I say the same response. It must be in the air. It must be in the air. It's got to be in the air, and it is. But whatever this is, I know that I did do some work earlier today, and I know that in doing work, you know, it's like the Mario Brothers, the levels get greater. So as I continue to acknowledge where our issues are coming from, and as I continue to address the issues that we're having as I find out about them, I'm not surprised that I'm having issues. You know what I mean? But with these types of issues, like I said, I know when it's a regular headache and I know when it's something else. I have indicators. So this something else is going to require that I lay down to actually handle it and send it back to where it came from.
Okay.
So that's my battle. And, you know, I'm aware of it. So I just got to go ahead and do what needs to be done. And anybody else who is doing work, I don't care if you're protecting your families, you're protecting yourself. You know, make sure that you do that. You do protect yourself before you do anything else. And you got to protect yourself every day. Just because you might miss a day does not mean that the energies out here that do not want you in tune with self will miss a day. So if you miss a day or you miss a spot, you'll have to come in hindsight like I am. And now I got to go fix it, whereas I should have set it up already. So that's my issue. But thank y'all. Man, I can't do no outro song. I can't do none of this shit, girl. I'm crashing. I'm already laying down. Just look like I'm still sitting up. Y'all think y'all hear me talking. I am so out of here. Can't do it. Love y'all. Thank you for joining me. I apologize. This will be my one time a year that I allow somebody's attack to get to me. But I will get with y'all tomorrow at 10. Same time, same bat channel. All right. Peace. Thank you, Jazz. Love y'all.
All right. No problem. Love you, too. Hotel.
Hotel.